Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
19, Phil. House votes to defund $9.4 billion in spending, including defunding PBS and NPR. Roll it.
Bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
There you go.
Yeah, 214.
The House will be in order.
The 212.
What did I see? Somebody tweeted at this at us last night, Nick, that Brian Fitzpatrick locally here voted against it, right?
We're going to need some explanation, some details.
Yep.
Going to get him on one of the shows, maybe Dawn or Dom or somebody will get him on and grill him with that question, a lot like McCormick, where he was against it as well. So 214, 212 passes in the House, now goes to the GOP-controlled Senate. I'm assuming it'll pass there as well. Not sure what the margin will be, but one step closer. I think the full wave, by the way, I probably misspoke a little bit in the big take. It's not $9.4 billion for just PBS and NPR. It's the total first wave of cuts, which includes USAID, and I believe that is the collective sum, if I've read it correctly, Sean.
It is. It's $9.4 billion in cuts, $8.3 for USAID, $1.1 for the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. And with regards to McCormick in the Senate opposing a DOGE cuts bill, I don't know his rationale. The only thing he could do to save face on that, which would make total sense to me, would be to say that he did not support standalone legislation going through the House and the Senate, because then you need 60 votes. With the rescissions package, which has been sent from the White House, goes to the Congress, goes to the Senate, you only need a simple majority. So if his reasoning that when he says he comes out, if he said he came out against the DOGE cut bill, is because tactically it would fail, I can give him a pass, because you don't want to send standalone legislation through the House, simple majority, through the Senate, you need 60 votes to codify the DOGE cuts, whereas rescissions, you only need a simple majority. You can't filibuster. It's privileged legislation, so they can't just leave it alone. They have to vote on it. If that's his rationale for quote-unquote opposing it, basically not opposing the cut themselves, but opposing the way the cuts are being introduced, it's a decent move and a good way to save face. If his rationale is anything different than that, I think he should have a problem.
I just love how Catherine Marr is going to spend her weekend probably having lots of anxiety and maybe nausea because the CEO of PBS wants to lie to us. You know what's amazing is all these people lie, and we live in this day and age where we can all get the information, and there's great fact checkers out there and places like Media Research Center. We talked about this earlier this week, Anna, where PBS tried to argue they don't have a political slant. Yet 87 executives work for their company. All 87 are non-conservative. And as far as their news stories and guests, PBS in January of 2025 through May of 2025, 173 left-leaning guests on their network and a total of 41 conservative guests. That's a 4.5-1 ratio. That's a bias.
Yeah, I can't really speak too much to PBS, but I used to be such an NPR nerd.
Oh, no.
Like 6 or 7 years ago, I used
to
be such a fan of, 1A with Joshua Johnson. I actually went to a live taping of one of his shows.
Wow.
They didn't talk about politics. They talked about, like, the Florida, the St. Pete Pier. If you're from this area, you'd know that there was a bunch of, hoopla surrounding that. And, like, Terry Gross, she used to have, like, great interviews with people. And then I've tuned in the last few years, and it's everything is race, gender.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a shot. I'm like, maybe it's just an off day. Nope. And then they like to combine them, like disabled, gender fluid, black, brown.
Intersectionality.
Exactly. Yeah. So now it's just all left-wing propaganda.
Yep.
But even just a few short years ago, like, they used to have some kind of quality stuff. Even though it would be left-leaning, it wasn't just this progressive propaganda 24/7 shoved down your throat.
Yeah,
so
for me, I don't care about the children's programming. I don't care about, like, what you just said with, Joshua Johnson or whatever.
Yeah,
but
like
your
local
news,
Florida issues.
Yeah, but like your news division specifically cannot be super, super left like that and expect the taxpayers to pay for that. I'm not funding stuff that I disagree with politically. And I think, Stocker, your whole beef has been Go out there and
compete.
Yeah.
Compete with us. Yes. I mean, that's all I ask. I mean, look locally here, that WHYY does very well in the ratings. So, like, they can compete for ad dollars like everybody else does. So, I want them in the marketplace with us, because, you know, like let's see who has the more loyal audience. Is it 1210 or is it WHYY? You know what I mean? Like, I want to compete with them. Like, they have this, you know, they don't have to air commercials and you know, they can go 16 hours and just do fun drives because, you know, that's how they get their money. You know, when we have to run ads and, you know, we're sponsors and thank God for all of them. Mm-hmm. But like it's an unfair marketplace when the taxpayers just fund them to go on.
Mm-hmm. Level the playing field.
Absolutely.
Well, PBS is one step away from Cookie Monster endorsing a Democrat. So, you know, I mean, that's
Cookie Monster's
trends. How is the Cookie Monster supposed to get his cookies if they take away his SNAP benefits, right? Like we're like this close to that.
That would be an amazing episode. Yeah. Remember Kale the other day when we played that ICE officer that shot that protester in the nuts with a rubber bullet?
Yes.
He's losing a nut.
Oh, we'll call him one nut job.
This is a very, very short clip. He posted it on his X, I think, where he is actually losing a nut. Roll this.
I shot me in the nuts.
ICE shot me in the
nuts. And now I'm losing a ball. Surgery is tomorrow.
And then he's eating a sandwich.
Nice fingernails.
And you know what I call that, Greg?
What?
Gender-affirming care.
Hairy balls. Big balls.
It burns his old droopy nuts.
Yeah, well, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yep.
Lose a ball.
Lose a ball.
Amazing.
Take your ball and go home.
We also played this thing yesterday, Sean. You're a WWE fan, a wrestling fan, so you'll get this. This tackle that this guy did, he speared.
Oh yes, Goldberg.
Yeah. So for those of you who weren't tuned in yesterday, and Anna, you may not have seen this. So there was an ICE protester.
I saw
who,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Who threw a can at an officer, and a bystander just came and speared him. Roll this. Ready? YouTube.com/@1210WPHG. Boom! And then... No!
Spear!
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
That is
amazing.
Let me say, like that in jiu-jitsu.
Remember when ESPN was cool?
Yes.
And they would do the jacked up segment?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
on.
Yep.
And then it became soft. Well, you're taking pride in people getting hurt. And I'm like, no, the guy got jacked up. By the way, whoever the New York Jets GM is, I don't know his name, because in 2 years it's not going to matter. So, you know, sign him up.
I know. I was going to say, yeah. Dude, that's every Jet fan leaving MetLife Stadium after Sunday. They just want to spear somebody.
Well, by the way, if that was Patrick Mahomes, it would have been a flag.
Oh, so, yeah. 15 yards.
Well, Nick, who played football, you commented that actually wasn't a good tackle.
I mean, it's awesome. He jacked them up for sure. But
he had his head down, though,
yeah,
right?
That's how you end up paralyzed when you get your neck compressed like an accordion.
So I play that in reference to, because I want to compare the two. By the way, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, you can see these videos. So this is 20. There's somebody else who got speared or tackled. I think this happened in Los Angeles as well. This is 20. Roll it, Phil. There we go. Running. Oh, look at that. Woo! Look at that.
That's a cop, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice – nice. That's a cop one. Yeah, that's a cop. All right, so let's do the two back-to-back, Phil, if you will. Play that guy, and let's vote on which one – you think is better. Okay, so we have the ICE protest and go. There we go. Boom. We have that. That's a quality.
Oh, yeah.
That is a quality spear.
Drove him right.
That is a
watch that all day.
That is a quality spear. All right, and then let's roll the other guy. Run away from cops. And,
oh, God.
Yeah,
that wasn't even a tackle. That was just a straight-up shoulder blast.
Yeah.
Almost a clothesline.
Yeah.
Let's go around the room. Nick, Sean, Anna. Nick, start with you. Which one do you like best?
I'm going to have to go with the first one just because the camera work was tremendous and we got to see the full angle of attack. This one was a little shoddy camera production, so I'll go with A.
Sean?
I'm going with A, white shirt for the win. And after further review, there was no flag for unnecessary roughness.
That's right.
Anna?
I'm going to vote for the first video as well.
Yeah,
it seems like the second one was a cop, right?
Yes.
The first guy was just like a regular dude just taking people out. So is this for the regular Joes out there?
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. I thought it would be lopsided, but you know.
Yep.
Having a little fun.
What about you?
No, I agree with you. I think I think it's definitely A. In your great state of Florida, Anna, this is Boca Grande, Florida.
Boca Grande.
Oh, Boca Grande.
But I like the way you said it.
Sorry.
Boca Grande.
Boca Grande.
And by the way, before we play this, and let's play it, but can we play the sheriff again from Florida that I used in the big take?
Oh, yes.
God almighty, I love that guy.
Phil, if you have that, I don't know what number it is.
He's got it.
Oh, wait. Hang on. I think I have to play the audio. Do I have to play the audio, Phil? Hang on.
I think so.
Give me a second.
Sorry
Talk
about that. We could have played the first one that we were, the Boca Grande. Or
No. It's okay. It's all right.
Boca Raton. Buca de Beppo.
Boca Grande. Buca de Beppo.
All right, Phil, roll it.
I like that place.
So I'm gonna break it down for you.
I love this guy.
And if somebody wants to know what I mean by turn violent, right, this is what I mean. If you resist lawful orders, you're going to jail. Let me be very clear about that. If you block an intersection or a roadway in Brevard County, you are going to jail. If you flee arrest, you're going to go to jail tired because we're going to run you down and put you in jail. If you try to mob rule a car in Brevard County, gathering around it, refusing to let the driver leave, in our county, you're most likely going to get run over and dragged across the street. If you spit on us, you're going to the hospital and in jail. If you hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and jail and most likely get bitten by one of our big, beautiful dogs. If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at. Because we will kill you graveyard dead.
Jimmy, I need that. I want graveyard dead on my board.
Wow.
I love
it. He rivals Grady Judd. That
yes.
That's pretty epic.
I was going to say, Grady Judd is amazing. Yeah. That guy's amazing.
We love Grady Judd around here, but that guy's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I will tell you. He won. He should have just said, we're going to feed you. I want to hear someone say, we're going to feed you to an alligator just once. Like, if you do blah, 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 we will feed you to an alligator. That's what I would.
To a gator.
One opportunity.
You know what? The
gator.
Hell with my family.
No,
I want to spend Father's Day with him.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Well, in Boca Grande, Florida, a nine-year-old girl's hand was chewed off by a shark.
Oh, jeez.
What is happening in your waters
get in
down
the water.
There.
I don't ever get in the water.
Oh, climate change.
Ever. Unless it's a pool
she was
or a shower.
By climate change.
This is
are these mega sharks?
This is courtesy of 25 News. Roll this.
Florida. It happened in the waters of Boca Grande. The family says Leah Lindell, that was the girl's name, went underwater to snorkel and came up from the water screaming. Her mother was nearby, but she said she couldn't help right away because she was carrying her two toddlers. Some good Samaritans heard the mother scream for help and ran over to the little girl. They pulled her from the water. One of them said they spotted an 8-foot-long bull shark.
We see the little girl crying. So when we see that little girl coming out from the water with no hand,
came out.
It was like something out like gets me like everybody was in shock.
Again, Leah is in that Tampa hospital recovering after a 6-hour surgery.
Oh, God. That poor girl, man.
Yeah.
Far more likely to drown in the ocean than you are to be bit by a shark.
Not in Florida, it seems at least. I don't know.
I mean, trust me, I don't go out far. I mean, I go up to
shot, by
my
the way.
Waist.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you make? Wait,
was,
you made?
I mean, he was like a no-look shot.
Well, he throws enough paper in there throughout the floor. He's getting a lot of target practice in there.
I do.
Don't downplay it, Nick. That was a good shot.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hummel, you know where this is at, Boca Grande?
Yeah, I've never been there. I think it's like 2 hours south of me.
I don't know. That water looks pretty damn nice.
It does.
No,
look
it
nice.
Looks real nice.
Yeah.
Real nice.
That's what the sharks want you to see. And then you go in there and you lose
very
a leg.
Very inviting.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Come on in. The water's fine. Drop your feet in there for a minute there with your flip-flops. One down.
Oh, the flip-flops would be beautiful in that setting. Everybody's got the flops
nibbled
on.
Right off.
Yeah. Sean, are you a lake guy, a ocean guy, a pool guy? Are you any of those bodies of water?
I like pools. I like ocean. I grew up near the beach.
Of course,
on Long Island, we were a few miles away. The ocean is my favorite, especially when it's violent, right? You know, when there's like 20, like hurricane offshore, riptide.
Oh,
those are my favorite. You know, because it's people, you know, if you don't know how to swim, riptides are dangerous. If you do, it's all right. You just swim, you know, parallel shore, you come in. It happened to me a bunch of times. So it's, you know, it's like whatever. Lifeguards are like, okay, you know what you're doing. I was like, yeah, don't you blow that whistle at me. I'll make you eat it, okay? So, but it was, I like pools. I like the ocean. I'm not into the lake because, see, the lake, to me, the water is stagnant. There's those brain-eating amoebas that are in there. And I'm not a fan of snapping turtles.
So. Yeah, you know what's so funny is that the most disgusting water is called fresh water.
Yes,
fresh water is the nastiest water. You got to go salt.
Like, ocean water is good for you.
It
like
is.
I remember, I was like, sick as a dog, a beautiful dog, a talented dog. And I went in the ocean for like a few hours. I came out. I was like, there is no sickness.
Oh, if you have
salt,
if you have poison, or if you have a rash,
Sean,
salt water is great for it.
Sean, I went through the exact same thing. I went on vacation, not like feeling like absolute crap, but of course I was young, so I was like, I'm going in the ocean. I came out of the ocean and I felt a billion times better. You are
right, like $1 million.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
They tell you like you could do Epsom salt baths and stuff.
Yeah,
and it like it does things. And so like the ocean, it's like magical.
See, I'm surprised by Farish here on two fronts, because you say you like the ocean violent. I like my ocean like Democrats like protests, mostly peaceful.
And, I love a violent ocean.
And then,
a mostly peaceful ocean is boring.
I like
I want a wave to come and nail me in the head.
I agree.
Like, you know,
I agree with Sean.
Like we had hurricanes offshore, you know, that would come like and be like a couple hundred miles offshore, but it would churn up the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I didn't surf, but I would like body surf and swim the waves and stuff with friends.
Yep.
And every time we was like, how close? Because I'm a weather geek. How close is the hurricane? I'm like, oh, we're good. Let's go. We have like a 10 out of 10 riptide warning. The beach is definitely going to be almost closed. You know, there's going to be like walls of water. We would just see them coming in, going. And then get just absolutely demolished. It was fun.
Yeah.
Who wants you to sit there and No. I want to be fearing for my life on the top of one of these things.
Yeah.
Hit the ground, eat some sand, come up, crunch it, and then be like, that was fun, wasn't it?
I agree with Sean.
The difference between the genders.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
well,
no
we've,
thanks.
That well, we've already terrible. Proven that that Nick is a beta because he likes
pedicures and calm waters. Like me.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, Sean, would you be shocked to know that in our poll, we had a lot of voting too. In our poll, is it okay for men to get a pedicure? 60% said yes. 60-40.
I wonder how many women voted.
I'm also surprised.
I bet you make that an all-male poll, and the results are flipped.
Well, you did say only for males to vote.
Well, we can't confirm that as a female, would you be okay if your man got a pedicure, right?
Tainted. Rigged. Tainted. Overturned it. Forensic audit.
By that
poll to court.
And also, Farish, you're anti-freshwater. I would recommend, because you're in my old stomping grounds, go down from Murfreesboro, head down to Percy Priest Lake in Nashville, and go out.
Yeah, I've been there.
Go on a pontoon boat for the day, and I'm telling you, you'll have a good time. I'm not saying swim around in the lake a ton, but you lay out there in a little raft, you have some high noons. It's a good time, man.
Yeah, no, we've been to Percy Priest. When we first moved to Tennessee, we lived like not that far away from like the dam.
Yeah.
And all that. But you know, I'm not into the freshwater thing.
You know,
because it's stagnant and stuff. It's like a giant petri dish.
Right.
And
it really
stuff
is.
Grows in it. And not, you know, I know I'm not going to be the only guy who pees in that water. Ooh. And that doesn't get filtered out.
Well,
right?
I'm not a freshwater fish guy. I will only eat fish out of the ocean. Saltwater fish.
That's probably the safest bet.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Some people actually eat
Sean are peeing in the water.
Yeah.
Trout and bass. No, those fish aren't good to eat.
No.
All right, it's 9:10.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Fight Club, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. 3 locations, 1 priority. You visit tricounty.com. That's tricounty.com. Thank you, Brian Krieger, and everybody at the Tri-County Auto Group for sponsoring the highly rated and always respected Fight Club. Anna, it's been a couple months since you've been with us. We now do a 910 feature, as you can hear, and the good folks at Tri-County Auto Group have sponsored us to play fights. Not only are we going to do a fight club today, we have 2 weeks worth of fights to vote on. So you're going to be seeing a lot of fights here. Get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Let's do, yeah, we're going to have to, did we edit this, guys? Hang on a second. Hang on.
Excited for this Fight Club segment for a long time because I've been binge watching Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Can we check our work, please, before we put it on the air and save it? We have it. All right, this is today's installment of Fight Club. This happens, I believe. All right, so I don't condone. Let me just say this. This is the second time this week that we've had to do this. I don't condone men hitting women. There's definitely a big butt.
I'm excited for it.
This woman is getting in this guy's face, and then she hits him, but he goes way overboard. Again, don't condone this. Just airing it. Let's roll Fight Club for this morning. Go.
Get off my face. Get on my face.
That's a fair fight.
Move, man.
Oh, and then he goes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Oh, dude.
No.
No.
Damn, that's 10th grade. No.
Wow.
Now, the first clip that we played this week of a man hitting a woman was when the woman hit the police officer in another country.
Yep.
And then the officer hit her back. Which, to me, the acceptable response is, yes, it's okay, because you attacked law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
When you're the dude in society as a civilian, then you just got to backpedal. I mean, if you do a shove to keep her away from you. Yep. But, you know, I mean, he went Mike Tyson on her.
That was too much.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, Anna, we should.
That's too much.
Yeah, Anna, as a female, we should actually hear from you as to your thoughts on this.
I'm probably not the one.
Hummel's a trained fighter. Right?
I know. I was just going to.
Oh, I mean, no striking. I don't do strikes. I don't. And that's when you get bruises and hurt yourself. But I feel like this is probably a hot take. The men should never hit women is I don't think it should be a one size fits all. Is that rude to say? I feel like we should be like a
you're the
case
woman.
By case basis.
You're the woman. You tell us.
That seems like a bit of an overreaction. Well, but I would say the first 3 seconds of his retaliation were fair game.
But then he took it too far.
Yeah.
The problem is with these guys. Like, you see them. Like, he just goes full bore. Like, there's no brain power. No. It's just like that animalist instinct takes over.
Yep.
He probably doesn't even remember it. Like, he was just like in a blind rage. I've heard that happens to people sometimes.
And,
but,
and also, if you're that violent, you see stuff like this at home, right? I mean,
yeah, but also, do you think that she maybe won't do that next time?
No, I don't think she's going to learn. She's going to play the victim. She's going to launch a GoFundMe, and she's going to do it again.
Agreed.
Well, some women don't care. I mean, we always say about guys going into blind rage. What happens if I almost called her Dawn. Anna, do chicks go into blind rages where they have these moments where they don't recall what they did?
I'm sure they do. I've never been in a physical altercation that wasn't sanctioned on a mat before, so I don't know. I'm a very peaceful person by nature,
Mostly peaceful. By the way, Anna, a lot of the women on the YouTube chat are on your side.
Oh, good. Okay,
like,
cool.
So this is like apparently this is not a hot take. Guys are just like, no, you never hit women, and women are like, eh. Every once in a while, they might.
All right, so let's throw in a variable here. What if it's a trans woman?
Oh, boy.
What if it's a man?
Okay, hold on. Let me do the trans math.
Get your calculator out.
Okay.
So
trans math.
So a trans male, a man that is becoming a woman. I guess that would be a
biological
trans
male.
Woman. Yeah, a biological male who used to be Bobby, who now wants to be called Bridget, punches Bo in the face.
Bo.
And Bo, the biological male, punches Bridget back, even though really...
It's just another
Bridget
dude.
Is Bobby.
Bridget is Bobby.
Finkel's Einhorn.
Right.
Right.
I think that's a fair fight.
Yes.
I mean, I have no problem with that because we're talking about biology, right?
Yeah.
And in the case of the video you guys just played, like, so I'll always tell you that self-defense is acceptable. But he took self-defense into offense.
Yes.
Right? Like he had adequately defended himself, mm-hmm. and that's where he should have stopped, in my opinion.
Do we have all the videos, Phil? Because what we should do is we should take a break real fast, and then on the other side, we should vote on 2 weeks' worth of fights. So just to jog everybody's memory, we have the Arkansas kindergarten graduation.
It was my sister's submission.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
The movie theater.
Yep.
The playground with the gun where those two women got into it, uh-huh. and then the other one pulls out the gun but then shoots her friend.
Yep.
Didn't kill her, but we have Walmart. We have the strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
We have the gas station where Weaves went flying.
Mm-hmm.
We have the cop that in another country.
It's always Weaves. Every week there's Weaves.
We go for the lowest common denominator.
I'm going to make a motion here. I'm going to make a motion. I propose legislation. Yeah, if there's ever a Fight Club segment and there's not Weaves, it doesn't count.
One weave a week minimum?
One weave a week minimum. We also need
a weave quota.
Yeah. We also have the police officer that was hit by a woman and then he hit her back. That was in another country. Outside the club that we played yesterday with two guys.
With the big ass.
Yeah,
right?
There was a dude who tried to break it up and his pants fell down and he had a giant
sans underwear.
And then today's that happened with the dude and the female. But we should play all of these, vote on them, and get to that on the other side.
Now, are we going to pick just one winner or two
winners? No, two winners. Okay. We're gonna pick one for the week of June 2nd and one for the week of June 9th. Actually, if you want to make it interesting, we could probably pick one for the month of June if you wanted to.
Ooh.
Monthly awards.
All right.
Back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Fight Club June Weekly Awards on a Friday.
By the way, thank you, Tri-County Auto Group, for sponsoring Fight Club, because we're extending Fight Club because we haven't voted. We didn't vote on it last week, so because we were getting puppies adopted. All right, let's start with last week. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Get on over there right now to vote. If you are not able to, we understand that. So you good folks listening on the radio or the Odyssey app, Nick will describe these for you. Just to jog your memory, this is the Arkansas kindergarten graduation. You can roll this, Phil. We're not going to do any audio on this. So you
parents,
see this, parents.
Pushing, shoving.
So what was interesting to me about that was that, all right, you can stop it now. That was at a kindergarten graduation.
It's amazing. Amazing. I just attended my daughter's fifth grade graduation. No fights, by the way.
That's good.
Oh, good.
I really want to know what led to this.
Nothing.
Like,
the problem is, Sean, nothing.
Well, I know what the problem is.
Let's go on to the Texas Roadhouse. Let's go on. Wait, this is Ocala, Florida.
Is that Lil Wayne? Oh, that's a woman.
Yeah,
look at this.
The weave's come off. Look. I mean, they really.
Well, they were all out of rolls. the bread, that is. Plenty of rolls on these women in places
I know
you don't make
that
rolls.
One.
What?
That one woman was in leopard print, and that's unacceptable.
By the way, where is Ocala, Florida, Anna?
Oh, it's about 2 hours north of Tampa.
Okay, so northwest corner?
West, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're
building a Buc-ee's there, so there might actually be a reason to go to Ocala's too. So,
okay.
I love Buc-ee's.
Love Buc-ee's,
yeah.
All right, so if you're keeping score at home or on the Odyssey app or on 1210 WPHT, the Arkansas kindergarten graduation,
yep.
the Texas Roadhouse, so that's 1 and 2. Let's now move on to the movie theater, shall we? The movie theater, look at this.
Oh!
This is a good one.
Oh.
This is everybody all dressed up.
Whoa.
Stuffed animal? Yeah. Is that a stuffed animal?
Where is this?
I don't know.
Blonde wig? Why are they dressed up?
it looks like
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, this was like a Cardi B special.
It was like some movie premiere or something. A lot of
By the way, is that an usher with a flashlight, or is that camera phones with flashlights on them?
It's got to be camera phones.
Yeah.
Do they still have ushers at the movies?
I thought one of them was.
Remember the old Usher at the movie theater? He'd walk up and down the aisles, make sure you weren't making out.
Yeah, of your tickets, YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see these. Okay. Arkansas graduation, kindergarten graduation. That's important, by the way, kindergarten graduation. Texas Roadhouse, movie theater. So now this one was this fight happened on a playground, and one of the friends pulled out a gun and then shot – There you go. This is a bad fight.
Oh yeah. Haymakers. Look at this. Look at the girl with the Crocs on and the gun.
Two weaves.
Crocs and Glocks.
Yep.
Wow. Take the back. Okay.
Yeah. Look, she's trying to I don't know what spurred And then she's trying to keep away I guess the other girl's friends. And then keep going, Phil.
And then accidentally shoot somebody.
Yeah. And then she,
look at that.
Yeah. YouTube.com/1210WPHD. Like and subscribe.
Oh, in front of the children.
And then she shoots. Yeah. She shoots her friend.
Yeah, and there's a kid there that's probably 9 years old filming.
Yeah.
Film culture. Yeah, yeah. Let's just film everything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's, that happened on a playground. All right, and then
Child Protective Services. Anything?
Yeah, and then my favorite place, Walmart. This took place outside. There it goes.
Oh. See what happens when self-service checkout isn't working. Everybody loses their mind.
Here we go. He's got the that pole that you put the rope on.
Although
you're still like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
How's that for self-checkout?
We played this last Friday, Sean, when you were on the show with us. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me enough.
He's got one.
By the way, those people that have to stand there at self-service checkout to make sure you don't steal anything or reset the machine because you don't know how to put your the right code in or bag your food properly. Those people cannot be paid enough.
All right. By the way, right now, get on over to YouTube and vote. Best fight of week one, okay? Vote on it right now. Right now, Walmart has the lead at 50%. Number two is the movie theater. So if you want to vote, get on over to YouTube right now and vote. We're going to keep that up. Let's take another commercial break. We'll keep that up. And then after this break, we will come back and do week two. You want to do that?
Yes. All right. You said Walmart is in the lead right now.
Walmart is in the lead right now. But get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, and vote. Best fight of week one. Walmart is far in the lead right now at 55%. Texas, the movie theater was a good one.
I think that's my favorite, I have to say.
Yeah.
I was going to go Walmart or Texas Roadhouse.
Which one? Let's go around the room. Nick.
If I have to pick one, I go Walmart.
Sean.
Definitely Walmart.
Anna.
I'm going movie theater because they're in their Sunday best, just throwing down.
I'm going to agree with Anna on that. I'm going movie theater on that one.
Okay.
So, all right, get on over there and vote right now because after this commercial break, we're going to do week two. So more fights coming up.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Dom time. We'll get started earlier than normal today. Dawn is off, and we'll chat with Dom in about 15 minutes.
Can I ask Phil a question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did this album, Frampton Comes Alive, the live album, did it sell the most of any live album ever? Do you know?
Don't know that fact, but I believe it. I think so. I think so, actually. Yeah.
Spent a lot of time at number one.
There's no question.
Yeah.
I think this is number one in terms of sales.
1976, I believe.
Oh, such a great album.
It is. Yeah, baby.
Speaking of number one, this week in music history, coming up tomorrow night, your number one show.
Music show, yeah.
Yeah.
Taking down WIP again.
Some weeks he even beats WIP.
Yeah. Because on a Saturday night at 11, it's music or is Jalen Hurts overrated? Good work, Philip. All right, Jimmy Kelly, before the music always comes the movie because with the movie comes a prize. We'll tell you about the prize, but you have to be able to identify this movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Want to talk about the beer?
All right. The beard's in its transitional stage right now, that's all. When it comes in, it's going to look great. And it's going to look like a movie star, what's his name?
Orson Welles?
No, I'm... Oh, Orson Welles. Oh, I get it. Fat jokes, right? That's real funny. Yeah, I put on a couple of pounds. So what? Come on. What else do you have?
No.
Think you know what it is? Be cool at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Hey, well, hold on for the prize. I need some business to address here. Uh-oh. First, we started with a beard. Then we talk about putting on a few pounds. Thank you, Jimmy Kelly, for summarizing the last 2 years of my life.
Did you... question for you. Road Warrior wants to know this. He asked earlier. Any update on training? How many miles have we done? I haven't done... Full disclosure, I have not been out since Sunday. I plan to go out today, though.
Same here. I was supposed to go out Tuesday, and our great trainer and listener, Dave Madden, had to bail on me.
Uh-oh.
So,
What we need to do is get Team Kale and Company together. By the way, there's like 18 of us.
I know.
We need to get us all together and do a little training sesh.
Uh-huh.
A little training sesh. Anna, in case you don't know, we in July 20th.
Right, the bikes.
Yeah, we're riding to the Jersey Shore from the Ben Franklin Bridge to Atlantic City. 65 miles, all for police charity.
Okay, so, I mean, that's a great cause.
So we're raising money for Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
They help slain and fallen officers' families.
Mm-hmm.
So we do this every... Well, Nick has done it. I did it. Nick will like to tell you that I did it back in the Obama administration, which is accurate. Yeah.
Okay.
I was in my 30s then. I was a little younger.
It's a good time to be alive. Yeah, yes, I agree.
Exactly.
All right. GregStalkerSucks.com if you want to sign up to donate or ride in the race. 65, 30, or 10 miles is your choice. But right now, if you can identify that movie by being caller number 12, at 855-839-1210, you will get a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. For Father's Day, it's a great opportunity. Call 215-333-0484 or visit them online at gallowsburgerbar.com. We have a winner already. Well, that was easy. Erica in Center City. Erica, what movie did we just play for you?
That would be Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton and Terry Garr.
Yeah!
Wow. Great movie.
Nice job.
She even knew this. You know, Terry Garr.
I used to work at a movie theater in high school.
Oh, nice. One in Center City?
No, GCC Northeast, which is no longer there at the Boulevard, Welsh and the Boulevard.
Nice. Okay. Love it.
Nice job, Erica. Congratulations.
Thanks, Erica.
I love the show.
Thank you, Erica.
We love you back.
Okay.
There she goes. Michael Keaton, by the way, I would argue... underrated actor. Doesn't get the credit he deserves.
I disagree. No, I think he's a great actor. I think he gets... I think movie buffs like Michael Keaton. Right?
Yeah? Okay.
I need to see who this person is.
You have no idea who Michael Keaton is? Oh.
I know who Diane Keaton is.
Oh, wait, you know Diane... Wait, hang on. You know Diane Keaton, but you don't know Michael Keaton?
Yeah, the First Wives Club, but...
Oh, God. That is funny. I think she's bad for the record.
Anna, have you heard of the movie Batman?
I have, yes.
Are you sure?
Have I seen it? No.
But she hasn't, I mean, like I'm sure you know the Christian Bale, Heath Ledger Batman. You don't know the 1989 Michael Keaton.
I don't know any of the Batmans.
Superman.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, he broke his neck, Christopher Reeves.
Oh,
right?
Well, okay, all right.
Okay, well, I know a little bit about that. All right. There we go. There we go.
Right. Hubble's back on the board.
Okay.
There we go.
Beetlejuice.
EKZ. White Noise. EKZ says Anna is now dead to me.
I'm so sorry.
See, you had.
Wow. I'm such a disappointment when it comes to like movies and entertainment.
She brings bad weather and she doesn't know Michael Keaton.
You curried such favor with this audience. Like this
I'm
audience
so sorry.
Really embraced you, and then you said the unthinkable,
it's the most controversial thing I've said.
Hummel, you have to get back to saying things like this.
I love the fatties. Oh my God, I love them so much. They bring me so much joy. That's why That's why I'm so against the semaglutides.
It's funny. You texted that in our group chat last night, and I had to look at it like five times. I'm like, what the hell is a semaglutide?
Oh, like the Wegovy, you know, Ozempic, and all that stuff that just diminishes your appetite. Like, it's probably good for people's health in the long run, but you're killing my fun.
It's the clot shot club.
Rosalie says, how old is Anna? 15?
Thank you.
All right. Enough banging on Hummel. She's taken enough abuse today. I mean, she's got to already deal with Israel attacking Iran, and now everybody's going to be mad at Israel because everybody wants peace, and everybody's going to come out and protest, and we're going to have all this anti-Semitism stuff. Everybody relax. She'll figure it out.
Remember, we have an update.
I didn't know. What was the movie? Or not the movie. What was the TV show that I butchered years ago?
Disgraceful.
All in the Family.
All in the Family. You also didn't know. Who else didn't he know? Yesterday, too, I noticed when we were talking about the death of Brian Wilson, Phil, I don't know if you noticed this, but his contribution was that the Beach Boys were on Full House.
Right? Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Disgraceful.
Were they?
I need to...
Well, they were.
I love Full House. The Beach Boys. Yeah.
John Stamos is the drummer for the Beach Boys. Like right now. I mean, he was.
Oh. Yeah.
Currently, but like he started back in the late
80s. Were you the one that claimed they were more influential than the Beatles? Did I hear you say that?
That album, Pet Sounds.
Get him, Phil. Get
you
him.
Might be
You're
right.
Thank you. Phil, go after the boss right now.
That album, Pet Sounds, was more influential than any other rock album ever.
He's and, not going to take I, you
I'm
off
not,
here.
I'm not saying
not
that
a
the,
chance.
I'm not saying that the Beatles were not more influential in the fact
Firing
that
squad.
More people know them and more people were influenced sure. by them. But the Beatles, Paul McCartney himself said that Pet Sounds influenced Sgt. Pepper. Paul McCartney said that. A Beatle said we were influenced by the Beach Boys.
Well, I guess because Sir Paul said
okay,
it.
Okay, we're
going to
give
fact.
Greg a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You know it's Beatles over Beach Boys, right?
Yes.
Okay. Even I know.
But it's Stones over Beatles.
But this is coming from the guy who also thinks Elvis was trash.
That's also true.
Stones over Beatles? I agree with you. I agree with you, but I don't know about that.
What, Stones over Beatles or Beatles over Beach Boys?
No, the Rolling Stones over the
Stones
Beatles.
Over the Beatles. Stones
I agree with you. I love
Stones
the Rolling Stones.
Is the number one rock band of all time.
I love the Rolling Stones. I absolutely.
NSYNC over Backstreet Boys, I agree.
Right. Just sit this one out. Just sit this.
Today, I have no idea where we're going. June 13th, we celebrate the birthdays of Rivers Cuomo from Weezer and Robbie Merrill from Godsmack. Singles include Make It With You by Bread in 1970. Albums include Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette in 95. 1X by 3 Days Grace in 2006. Crush by Bon Jovi in 2000. Invasion of Your Privacy by Rat in 85. Texas Flood by Stevie Ray Vaughan in 83. And School's Out by Alice Cooper in 72. Also in 75, Peter Frampton played the first of two nights at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. Recordings from these shows were used as part of Frampton Comes Alive. In 70, the Beatles were topped the singles chart with The Long and Winding Road. In 69, the Stones announced Mick Taylor as their new guitarist. In 58, Frank Zappa graduated high school. In 80, Pat Benatar performed at the Phillies game. Fun fact, they won that night 9-6. And lastly, since Nick asked about Nine Inch Nails, they will be in Philly August 27th. Yes, I will be at that show.
Of course they're still playing and touring. Trent Reznor.
Nine Inch Nails, you said, correct?
Nine Inch Nails.
Not the other group. What was the other one we played earlier? Nine Days or something?
I don't know.
This is the story of a girl.
I didn't think Phil would attend that.
No.
Okay. No.
Good to know.
Although it will be at Simple Minds on Saturday.
Really? Don't you forget
any
about
other? Do they have any other songs? But
well, it's but Simple Minds, Soft Cell, and Modern English as a three-per. So.
Oh my lord! Talk about it in the 80s.
Yeah,
it'd be stop just a fun the show. World and melt with you.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a fun show.
And what's the other one? Soft Cell. That's
Soft Cell.
Tainted Love. Right?
Yeah, Tainted Love is a big song.
Yeah. Nick.
Simple Minds. Breakfast Club.
The day before Ringo Starr at the Man.
Nick has no. Oh yeah, that's right. We gave away tickets to that.
We
last
did.
Week.
Ringo Starr. Not to be confused with
Bingo Handjob.
Do we have an update on the...
We do. Yeah. We have an update in the Middle East. This is interesting. Now, I'm not one of these people that typically always tries to say every time Trump does something, oh, it's 4D chess, it's next level thinking. But this, I don't know, this is pretty impressive from a silencing and not letting anything out via a leak. So according to Trump, the attack on Iran was 8 months in the making, and we're talking about Israel's strikes on Iran last night. Trump allegedly was recently pretending to oppose the attack against Iran to catch Iran off guard, according to Axios. Axios reports that Israel wanted Iran to put their guard down So Iranians on their target list wouldn't move to new locations. According to Netanyahu's team, the report that Trump called for Israel not to attack in a call on Monday was just a cover, and the call was actually about coordinating the attack. Trump has since responded to the attacks on Truth Social, saying he gave Iran a chance and they did not listen. That was the post that Trump put on Truth Social we read for you, I believe, early in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. But this looks like this was absolutely coordinated. Now, you could look at it, I think, two ways and say, impressive, no leaks, they were able to pull this off, you know, no nuclear weapons for Iran. But now that it's public record, according to Axios, I feel like America's in a little bit of a tough spot here now, right? Now we become the target, which I don't want. Which was my fear earlier in the show, that we're going to have more stuff here in the homeland. So you can look at it a lot of different ways. You could be ticked at Trump about this, and maybe that is the right response. But it looks like that they, and I say they, Trump and Israel coordinated this rope-a-dope, if you will, Ali Frazier. I know that's not going to resonate with Anna, but, you know, this was, you know, luring in your and getting them to drop their guard. And then next thing you know, two leaders are killed. Their sites destroyed, all their nuclear scientists.
Their bases, boom. Commanders, yeah.
So what do you think about this, Hummel?
I can't even, like, pretend to know what the strategy is or who's right or what the right thing is to do. It's scary, and I can play devil's advocate on both sides, pros and cons of getting involved and not getting involved. I know Greg has been very disheartened, as have we all, from, like, the Iraq War, Afghanistan, even going back to, like, Vietnam and Korea. I know there are a lot of people who are just anti-war, point blank. I don't necessarily think that's the way to be, because sometimes there are just wars. Sometimes there are wars you unfortunately have to fight. Otherwise, it might be an existential crisis, especially the way that Israel feels right now. Right now, it's just kind of like a wait and see. So I don't really know.
Yeah, this is one of these things, and I'll go back to what I said earlier in the show this morning. With this perfect storm brewing for chaos and violence and unrest, you're going to have, which, by the way, I'm on the opposite side of all of these riots that broke out in L.A., completely uncalled for. I have no problem with the way the Trump administration handled this, whether it's National Guard or the Marines. We have the No King's Day and No King's protests. Now you're going to have a lot of these anti-Semitic protests, these pro-Palestinian nut jobs waving the Palestinian flag. I really think the next 72 hours are going to be uber critical to see what the temperature is in this country, because it feels like it's at a boiling point. And you're going to have, and the interesting part of all of this, and it's actually a sad part, they're all the same people. Yeah. All three of these groups that are going to come out and protest are basically the same individuals, right?
Well, yeah, because they look at life through the exact same prism, which is oppressed and oppressors.
And hating America.
And whoever they view as the oppressor is wrong. There's no nuance. Everything is black and white. There's never any gray. There's never any, like, well, we can understand maybe where the... Nope, none of that. It's all just black and white, oppressed, oppressor. So
we wanted to I want to make sure that people know, too, that when I, you know, when I'm saying all of this, it's just that I've, like Anna said, we've been burned so many times on these things that I don't believe anything my government tells me ever. But this is also not, I don't want to look at this into a, like, World War III lens, because Israel has struck Iran before, I believe back in October. They did. So, like, it's not like this is a first thing and it's like, oh my God, they just, you know, this is Pearl Harbor and now, you know, we're getting into World War III. You know, they've struck them before, but I think that this one was a little more calculated for a reason. And I just, the way Iran is responding to it and kind of like just saying that, like, the U.S.'s handprints is all over this is a little troubling to me.
But we're also at a point, too, where you go back to 2003. I mean, the technology has changed.
I know.
The definition of war has changed.
You're right.
We have drone strikes. We have all these nuanced ways of, you know, eliminating a threat or taking out an enemy, whereas you don't necessarily need to have boots on the ground and tanks and soldiers When we've seen, you know, the Houthis with what they're doing against us and against other people. And again, Iran is the epicenter of this. They fund all this terrorism. They train these people. They are, when you look at Iran, you look at anything with Afghanistan, Pakistan, you look at Hamas, you look at Syria. Iran always has their stench all over this. Now, this was interesting. Low Energy Dana Bash was on a phone call with Donald Trump about an hour
ago. Low Energy Dana Bash.
Yeah. So Dana tweeted the following. She said, I just spoke with Donald Trump on the phone. The president told me the U.S. supports Israel and called the strikes on Iran last night a very successful attack. Quote, we of course support Israel, obviously, and supported it like nobody has ever supported it. But it just sounds like we got to get Farish back on to read this one. He goes on to say in this call with Dana Bash, quote, Iran should have listened to me when I said, you know, I gave them, I don't know if you know, but I gave them a 60-day warning, and today is day 61. They should now come to the table to make a deal before it's too late. It will be too late for them. You know, the people I was dealing with are dead, the hardliners. He would not specify, this is Dana Bash, which people he was referring to, asked if this was a assault of Israel's attack last night. President Trump responded sarcastically, saying they didn't die of the flu and they didn't die of COVID.
Wow.
Wow. I love it.
Oh, man.
If that isn't the theme of the big take, as we go back 4 hours ago to FAFO, I don't know what is.
This morning while we were yapping, Jimmy Matthews' Uncle Chris was on Morning Joe discussing what happened in Iran. Let's hear a little bit from Chris.
You know, if you look at American history with Israel, it's interesting. It's not fickle, but it does change. If Israel looks like it's the underdog, like it did in the Six-Day War, where it did win that whole war, thanks to Nasser Dayan, we were rooting like hell for them, really rooting for them against all those Arab countries that were attacking them, including Egypt. And then when you look at their attack on Gaza, the American people are very split on that.
Who says Gaza?
But when it comes to Israel, gets to Israel's defense, its actual existence, the American people are 100% with them. And they look at Iran. Why does Iran want a bomb? Well, it may want a bomb to do the one strike thing. As the ambassador said, one bomb country. You knock out Tel Aviv, and that's it. That's the ball game. And so Israel can't afford to have an aggressive war by nuclear weapons with Iran. They have to stop them from having nuclear weapons. Now, Obama said, I'll put a time limit on it. They can't have one for 5 years. Well, fairly enough, Trump said, that's a joke. 5 years, they'll have one. So that's not going to stop them. So he can't make a deal that says X many years. He can't come out and say, okay, we're going to stop from getting a weapon for 5 years. He'll be laughed at because that's what the Obama deal was. So he has to really get rid of the bomb-making ability of that country. He's got to stop them from their nuclear route. He's got to get them off that route to something else. And he says it's hard to get there. Well, yes, it is hard to get there because that's what they want to do. They want to bomb Israel. It's basically what they want to do and scare the hell out of them if they don't. But I think it's an aggressive war by Iran, and that's why people are rooting for Israel in this situation with Iran. Now, with Gaza, totally different situation.
Gaza.
By the way, Anna brought up an interesting point earlier when you was like, you know, we have the luxury of having, you know, an ocean and separating us. But, like, Iran is right there. Iran and is, like, they're right next to one another. So it's, you know, you have to worry about, you know, he's right in the fact that, you know, one bomb taking out Tel Aviv, and it's that's the ball game for Israel.
Well,
so,
and with their fuel,
so tiny,
with their fuel enrichment plant, they had the uranium. A lot of this stuff, I just saw the graphic, it's 50 yards underground and protected by concrete. So it is a quote, tough nut to crack. And here's the thing that I hate, and there's many reasons why I hate war, but it's the damned if you do, damned if you don't. Think about it from this standpoint. Can you afford to allow Iran to have 9 or 10 atom bombs? Yeah. The answer is categorically no. Yeah. You cannot.
If you're Israel, you're saying, or just anyone?
Right. No, the free world cannot allow Iran to have nuclear weapons because they're not trustworthy, right? And then secondly, to me, what happens here now is with this attack is America gets involved, and now we have these war hawks And it's been my belief for as long as I've been thinking about any of this stuff for probably 25 plus years. Mm-hmm. America has been itching to get into a war with Iran for a long,
yes.
long time.
John McCain.
John McCain.
Bomb Iran.
All the guys in the last Bush administration from 2000 to 2008.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And now we have still the leftovers that are still in the Republican Party, the Lindsey Grahams of the world, and also the mm-hmm. war hawks on the Democrat side that love this stuff. They feel great about this prospect of going to war against a nation like Iran, and we're sitting here left to deal with now America, Israel, Iran. We have Israel, Hamas. We have Russia, Ukraine. Mm-hmm. You know, China wants to take over Taiwan. We've got riots in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Every which direction you look, conflict.
We've got a lot on the plate.
A lot on the plate.
All right, we should take another break. We can actually cut Anna Lou so she can get to her real job because we can just wrap things up.
I mean, with Dom next.
Yeah. All right, okay. Anna, great stuff. You have a great weekend. Dom and I will talk about the U.S. Open.
Do you need a doctor's note?
Do you need a doctor's note?
Because I can forge one for you.
No, I got a rash. Be like, see, it's this. That's why I went.
In case you missed it earlier, Anna is playing a hooky from her job just to play with us on the radio because we love her and we appreciate
it's more
that.
Fun. Yeah, yes. Thank you guys so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure and a really good time.
Anna, all you have to do, especially if your boss is liberal, just say you had COVID. There'll be no questions asked.
Come in with a mask on. They're like, we understand. We understand.
Gotcha.
You know, women can also use the thing to us.
Yes. Plagues us every month.
You could say, listen, I woman issue. I'm like, okay. Is your boss
say no more.
Is your boss male or female?
Female.
Okay. Oh yeah, then you can't.
Yeah, she was cool.
Then you can't.
I was vague about it. I got a doctor's appointment. She's like, okay, yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Is she four dudes punching women in the face?
I would probably say probably not.
Okay. All right.
Probably not. So.
All right. You have a good weekend.
Thank you guys so much again. Appreciate it.
All right, Hummel. We'll be in contact.
Yeah, our people will get in touch with your people.
Yeah.
Anna Hummel, great stuff from Tampa, Florida. We'll come back. Dom Giordano will come in here. Dom time is coming up shortly. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Friday morning, technically the Dawn Show. Dawn is out this morning. Dom is in earlier than usual. U.S. Open is upon us. We've got Dom Day updates in a moment. Israel, Iran, Donald Trump, the United States. A lot to discuss, including those fast greens at Oakmont, Dom.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Isn't it beautiful seeing pros four putt from 22 feet?
That's the greatest joy I have in sports when I see these guys that are inhuman all of a sudden have to compete when they have to hit a wood into a green.
Uh-huh.
I don't think these guys would. They would say, no, I don't care. I'm still going to do it. To see their faces and to see the anger. That's why the U.S. Open, the Masters for the casual fan, for the real golfer, it's the U.S. Open.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
You can shoot an 85. We can shoot an 85.
Right.
Welcome to the club, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Not that we shot 85s when we played.
I'd kill for an 85 when we're done now.
Okay.
I'd kill to be 185 with my weight, but that's another story.
Did you see DeChambeau said, well, if you took an 18 handicapper, they wouldn't break 200?
Yes, and I believe that.
I think you and I can break 200. 200?
That rough, as thick as it is, those greens as fast as they are, that course as long as it is, if I was able to break a 65 on the front nine, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah, but 200, as long as we have a guy finding the ball,
right.
we have to find the ball. And spotters.
Oh, yeah, I would run out of balls. I'd be all out of balls.
Exactly, yeah.
Forget the cart girl, I'd be looking for the ball girl.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Now, you mentioned with Dom Day coming up, big guest secured.
Well, Scott Presler is going to be there, definitely.
Wow, look
and
at that.
Nice. Presler is down, I think. You know what, Nick? We'll get Presler on with you. You're in training.
Yes.
You want to lose a little bit of weight. Presler has lost 20 pounds.
Well, he doesn't stop moving.
Well, that's true, too.
He goes coast to coast. Yeah. He's in every city.
Yeah.
By the way, Dom Day at Mulligan's. What do we call Mulligan's, Dom?
Summer White House.
The Summer White House. It's in Wildwood. You'll be there next Friday, right? Next Friday, noon to 3. So make sure you're stopping on out to our good friend Johnny Z's place there, Mulligan's in Wildwood, New Jersey, for Dom Day. today. Scott Pressler will be there. That's amazing.
And the other big guest, though, Greg, you know what I was just telling Nick. Jaws is going to be there.
Jaws?
And
wow.
And she's particularly interested in demonstrating the art of throwing a football and tutoring me in
of
that.
Of course. Yeah, because, Nick, I don't know if you were here yet, but we did we did this thing right outside of Mulligan's.
I've heard about this.
Me and Dan Borowski and Dom, where Dom claimed that he could throw how many yards?
40.
40.
Yes.
40.
Now, was he able to pull it off and achieve
even,
that?
Not even.
Well, that's an undisclosed
not even,
record.
Not even
that's
close.
An undisclosed record. Come on now.
Not
that's
even, not even close.
Are we measuring in meters or was it yards?
But everybody, it's going to be. I know next week, like, it looks like the first couple of days, as normal for the weather here, is rainy. Like, this weekend's going to be rainy.
Of course. All it does is rain here.
But, by the end of next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it looks beautiful. So, Friday is the perfect day to come out to Wildwood Mulligan's there on, what's the address there, Dom?
Oh, on Hildreth Avenue, 310 Hildreth.
310 Hildreth Avenue. Johnny Z is just, he's the salt of the earth dude.
Oh, he's unbelievable. He's going to show me how to bartend, too, because I have a couple of bartending things coming up. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait.
Dom bartending.
You only drink wine, though, right?
Well, that's usually the case, but you know what? It's for charity, so I got to give a little bit. Yeah. If they want a vodka.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know how to make a gin and tonic. I don't know what quantities, but I know gin and tonic going. What does it matter?
A couple of beer taps. You know, Dom can pour a pint.
Can you see somebody coming up, though, Nick? Would you be able to make Bloody Mary? Effectively.
Effectively, yeah? No. Not a Bloody Mary, but plenty of other drinks. But I'll drink whatever they're making.
That's true.
That's not even up for debate.
Yeah.
Let's get to Israel and what happened. A lot of developments since the evening hours of last night where it looked like initially America was, we're not involved. Israel's doing their thing. And now the developments are this morning that the Trump administration knew exactly what was coming. And they played maybe some next level chess here in the diplomatic game against Iran. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we're bringing on this group that talks about the security of Israel is good for us.
Yeah.
Good for America. So the MAGA movement and all. And regrettably, you'll see some people that are out there already on Twitter, Tucker Carlson, people like this, not getting it that Iran has a nuclear weapon. Every one of those other nations with all the money to burn, they're going to get one. Mm-hmm. Then we know what's going to happen.
How do you, I mean, I know Greg earlier this morning was talking about Iraq, WMD 2003 and everything with that administration under Bush. Do you feel like there's any correlation here that we should proceed with caution as far as how authentic it is that Iran has these capabilities? Because we're told they could have 10 atom bombs in a week, a couple of weeks, or a month. Do we buy that?
I'm not in the camp that fully buys that, but I think they're relatively close. We do know what their religion, what they've said they would do.
Sure.
And we know more if it's believed they're close. These other Arab states that Trump is close with, the pressure, Saudi Arabia and others, they're going to want a bomb. You have these people in the Middle East with bombs. Anything can happen.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Dom time. Boy, how about this? It's Father's Day weekend, and how does Stocker reward us? You and I, as fathers, have to go longer while Stensland is off. Unbelievable.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. Maybe mothers don't work as hard as dads do.
I don't want to be that guy, but you see Greg also took off too there, Nick? Greg's left you here alone.
Wait a minute. What's Dan doing? Well, Dan's not fully a father yet until birth. So,
Greg's back in Bucks County already.
What the heck kind of show is this?
He already started his afternoon nap, Nick.
What kind of cow is running a ship here where Greg Stocker is off before the final gong?
I thought it was Mother's Day weekend, but no, it's Father's Day weekend, and this is what we get. All right. Dawn is up. Dawn is up next. No. Dom is up next in for Dawn, and he'll take you to Rich. It's a Friday. Is he only off? Is he working?
Probably not. Well, he should work an extra. He should cover the last hour of the Dawn show.
He's live on Fox.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he could do the 2 o'clock hour from Manhattan. All right. Everybody have a great Father's Day weekend. Stay tuned. Dom is up next, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.